Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Hashoshana, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnahis, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav, we learned that the Brachis and the Tekiyas are part of the Seder of the Shemone Esrei. Now, even though we mentioned several times that we're talking about Musaf, we never really learned that in the Mishnah yet. So, officially, we don't know whether it's Shachris or Musaf. The Tana wants to explain that. Again, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. O'ayv lefnei ha-teva b'yamtiv shel Rosh Hashanah. Oiver lifnei ateva. That means the shliach tzibur, who steps down before the amid. So there's a shliach tzibur for shachris, and there's a shliach tzibur for musaf. The Mishnah clarifies, hasheni, the second shliach tzibur, the one who davens musaf. Now, really, you could have the same shliach tzibur for shachris and musaf, but the Meiri and the Ran both explained that their meaning was to have a separate shliach tzibur. But it's the musaf shliach tzibur maskia. He's the one that puts the blowing of the shofar into place. In other words, he makes the bracha. He's the one that says the Malchias, the Zechrinus, the shofars in his Shemone Esrei. And as we explained, at the end of Malchias, Zechrinus, and shofars, they blow shofar. So he's the one that's like Goyrim the Tekiyah. He sets it into place. Now, normally we have the Lashon Tokeya. Why does it say Maskia? Tokeya means to blow. Maskia is more like he's the one that sets the Tekiyahs into place. So Reb Haigon says that it's best that the Shliach Tzibur himself should not be the one that blows Shofar. So he shouldn't get mixed up, going back and forth between the davening and the Tekiyah Shofar. He should focus on what he's doing. Now, the Gemara explains that originally, they used to make the bracha and blow Shofar by Shachris. Why push it off? Don't we have an inyan of Zrizin Makdimah L'Mitzvahs? And the answer is it was B'Shas HaShmad. It once happened they were blowing Shofar during the time of Shachris. And the enemy said, oh, the Jews are blowing shofar, they're getting ready for war. And they went and they attacked the Yidden. So Memela, they were Masake and the Tkiyas and the Brachis by Musaf. So if you blow by Musaf, they're not going to think it's a call for war? And the answer is no. They're going to see, oh, look, first they're saying Shema, then they're davening, then they read from the Torah, then they start davening again, then they're blowing shofar. So they're going to understand that the shofar is part of the davening. But if right away in the morning, you know, da-da-dum, da-dum, that's how they're going to interpret it. They're going to say, ah, oh, that's a call for war. Let's go attack them, Chas v'Shalom. That's how Tosfos and the Rishonim explain it, b'shem the Yerushalmi. Now, the Batanura and Rashi over here simply says that it was a Shas HaShmad. That means that the Oivim made a Gzeira not to blow Shofar. And they sent inspectors, and they waited there the entire Shachris. Afterwards, they left. And once they left, so they were able to blow by Musaf. Now, Agav, they were explaining the Halachas to who is supposed to blow Shofar, who's supposed to say Malchias, Achoinus, or Shofars, whether it's the Shachris Baltfila or the Musaf Baltfila. So the Mishnah tells us another halacha, although this other halacha is not Nogeya to Rosh Hashanah. Zakt the Mishnah, Ubeshas HaHalel, on a day that they say Hal, other Yamim Toiv Meroshi Chadashim, because in Rosh Hashanah there is no Hal. So Harishain, the first Liach Tzibah, Dafka, the one who davens Shachris, Makra is a Halel. He's the one that reads Hallel before the Tzibur at the end of Shemona Esrei, because the reason Makdim LaMitzvahs, we would much rather do the mitzvah as early as possible and not push it off. Okay, so in our Mishnah, basically what we learned is that it's the Baal Musaf who says the Malchus Achonis V'Shofar, so we blow Shofar after each one. During Yom Tovim, where we say Hallel, it's Dafka the Baal Shachris, because this reason Makdim LaMitzvahs. Why is there no reason Makdim LaMitzvahs in Rosh Hashanah? So we explained it was a Shas HaShmad. According to Rashi in the Batanura, Pasha they made a gzeira that no one should blow shofar. And the inspectors were there the first 6 hours to see, ah, they're going to blow shofar, we're going to come in and stop them or give them tzaris. After 6 hours, they waited the whole time. They said, oh, they're not blowing shofar today. The inspectors left and the Yidden started blowing shofar. He explained from Tosfos B'Shem the Yerushalmi, it was a little bit different. When the Yidden were blowing shofar in the morning, the enemies thought that it's a call to arms, that they're preparing for battle, and then they went and they attacked them first, and Rahman al-Itzlan, the Yidden paid a price for it. So that's why it was pushed off to Musaf. You know what's interesting to note? There are many things that we have to do because of a Shas HaShmad. You know when we say Shema Yisrael by Keser, or by Naritzach, depending on your Nusach by Musaf? Because they made it Gzeri, you shouldn't say Shema. So they didn't say Shema. We are supposed to say Shema. But when the inspectors left, what did we do? Said Shema during Keser. They made it Gzeri, there shouldn't be any Kriyas HaTorah. So what did the Yidden start doing? We started reading from the Haftarah. At the end, what happens? We get back to Shema in the morning. We get back to Kriyas HaTorah, but now we have more mitzvahs. We have the Haftarah. We have Shema Yisrael by Keser. The minhag of Chassidim is to wear a shtreimel. Now it started? They were punished. The Galachim wanted to make fun of the Yidden. They made them wear like this tail on their head. So eventually, what do some people do? They turn it around and they say, ah, this is the crown of Shabbos. Yidden have always had an ability to take a matzif, where the Yisraelim tried to oppress us, and we turn it into a mitzvah. So it's like the whole beauty of Rosh Hashanah, the whole inspiration of Rosh Hashanah comes through Musaf. How did it start? Through Gzeirah. But that's what Klal Yisrael does. We take the Gzeirahs and we say, ah, they think that they're going to hurt our Yiddishkeit. At the end, you know what's going to happen? It's only going to enhance it.